Buy the best you can buy.
The RNC, they were partying like rock stars. The Republicans were, so the chief is a little red-faced trying to explain the club tab. Hey, it's a blunder. Anybody can have that happen, right? We'll talk about it. Obama signs the health care fixes, so it's just official. We already knew that health care reform was here, but you got to dot all the I's and cross the T's, you know what I'm saying? And we'll dive into that, too. And the public's still pretty much divided. I've been checking and scouring for all the 10 million polls out there, and it's 50-50. Some cases a little bit more opposed to health care reform. We'll see as we move along and things start getting implemented how those numbers change and once we get closer to the all-important midterm elections. Hope you had a fabulous day as we roll into midweek here across America on America Tonight. Thanks for joining us on the show. If you just found us, we are the show that I like to say ultimately is water cooler buzz. That means we talk a whole lot of serious and a whole lot of fun, too, along the way. At least we hope you think it's fun. So we'll dive into some other stuff, like how much would you pay for a comic of Superman? Well, it's the Superman debut, so I'll clarify that. The very first ever Superman comic. I remember as a kid reading The Archies, a comic called Little Lotta, The Green Hornet. What else? Superman, I think, Spider-Man, but certainly not the first Superman comic. I'm too young for that, so I'm further down the road. But I'd be curious as to what that number one comic was like. I've seen shots of what Superman, how Superman was drawn, but I'm not familiar with the theme of the comic, so that would be kind of cool, I think, to see that. On a more serious note, and where we start here on ATN, the follow-up to the whole militia thing, you know, phone lines across America are buzzing, whether it's Philadelphia or Wichita, Kansas, or Saratoga, New York. Everybody has an opinion on now militias, and in particular, the militia that was arrested and broken up, at least 9 members were anyway. The cops and the feds, pretty much because it was the feds that swooped in, say that this militia group was planning a serious exercise in April that might have included violence. They talked about doing a covert reconnaissance exercise, and more importantly, according to the FBI, they had targeted cops. And the idea was to kill a cop or more than one cop, go to the funerals, get to the funerals, jimmy rig the funerals with explosives, and kill all the people at the funeral procession. The indictment says the IEDs, because that's what they were working on, would be weapons of mass destruction. You know, it's a great fair or foul. Some people believe that this is over the top and almost a setup. Others think, well, this paints militias in a bad light, and that's not totally fair with the broad brush, but this was a bad group of people who somehow lost their way and went off the tracks. Anti-government, anti-big government, all that stuff is fine, and thank goodness we live in the land not only of milk and honey, but free speech. So whether it's me blabbering on and on here on America Tonight or somebody else expressing opinions that might seem a little radical, it is so good to be able to do that. And that's why we love this great country. On the other hand, I don't want to see anybody innocents get killed in the name of a cause, and it does take the word militia and make it ugly in some people's minds. So the 9 militia members have been charged in an indictment representing pretty much the core group. There were a lot of people that participated in these training camps they had, but they weren't part of the criminal activity that was going on. The plotting to try to kill the cops and ultimately to jimmy rig the funerals once that happened and so on and so forth. There were plenty of people that were involved with this one group that had no idea what was going on with the inner core. So you can't lump them in. In Michigan, there are lots of militia groups that are peaceful, that are just, you know, exercising, as it were, the right to bear arms. And the FBI was very clear to say, look, we have no problems with any of those people whatsoever. It's this Hutery members of this group that are part of this crazy militia, and particularly the core, not the others on the outside, that they were concerned about after a massive investigation and the fact that they were going to attempt to use what's now been classified as weapons of mass destruction and trying to make a huge statement with death at the core of this. And, you know, that's too bad. We'll see where it goes. At this point, charged, not convicted. So you go through the criminal court system, the federal court system, and let's see what happens as it's all laid out. There was definitely classes teaching the use of explosives and whatnot. But as I will say one more time, after being made very clear on this earlier today in a couple of conversations, there were people that were part of the militia that had nothing to do with what was happening with the core group that were willing to try to carry out, or were actually sitting there planning some kind of a plot so that they would, you know, make a big signal, a big stink, a big whatever to rally other people in the country, kind of was their idea, apparently. So anti-government hate militias on the rise was something I heard on the radio. I was driving down the street today. Are anti-government hate militias on the rise? Because this militia was planning to kill at least one police officer and then, of course, blow up the people at the funeral. So does this give militias a bad name? And ultimately, what does it do to the right to bear arms? We go back to that Second Amendment again that I hold so dear, the fact that I think if you want to, you should be able to. However, I think that the gun laws need to be in place and there needs to be background checks. But, hey, you have all that. You go through the regs. I like concealed and carry because you have to go through the classes, have to get approved, all that sort of stuff. Then I say thumbs up. And as you know, the Supreme Court has been talking about that. Be interesting to see where it all ends up and how it comes around. Speaking of coming around, right from the get-go, I said something about taxes. We're getting closer and closer to the countdown when you have, you know, tax day. People are frantically running to the post office at midnight and what have you. Maybe some of you have already done your taxes, but if you haven't, you might be looking for some really handy tips. We're going to do that next with Bonnie Lee. On the flip side, here on ATN.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant 20%. $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleeShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleeShoppers.com. That's DoobleeShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
And I was catching a train to New Jersey. I happened to see somebody running for a train. It's interesting to watch when trains pull up and you have maybe 15 minutes to get on the train, then the doors close, you're out of there. And you'll see an empty waiting area. This is at Penn Station underneath Madison Square Garden. And all of a sudden, as it gets closer to the time when the train's supposed to pull in, people start making this mad dash down the steps and literally arriving with minutes to spare. And I saw a guy, he had a Yankees cap on, he had the pants that are falling off, you know, where you see the underwear. And, man, he was making a beeline. He was like a sprinter. He was a big guy, but his pants were falling down. So he was trying so hard to hold those pants up because he knew the pants go down, he trips, boom, he's missing that train. Somehow he held on, dashed just in time, got on the train. There is actually a movement afoot to end saggy pants and that whole trend. We'll talk about that in just a second. But before we get to the silliness that is the part of America Tonight that some of you really enjoy, or you might classify this as silly, it is official, like I mentioned at the get-go. The health care reform bill is signed, sealed, delivered, and now ours. It includes the fixes bill, a couple of things that were changed originally with that bouncing back and forth from the House to the Senate. So here's what President Obama said today on what he's calling his final victory on this domestic priority.
Today, we mark an important milestone on the road to health insurance reform and higher education reform. But more broadly, this day affirms our ability to overcome the challenges of our politics and meet the challenges of our time. When I took office, one of the questions we needed to answer was whether it was still possible to make government responsive to the needs of everyday people, middle-class Americans, the backbone of this country, or whether the special interests and their lobbyists would continue to hold sway like they've done so many times before. And that's a test we met 1 week ago when health insurance reform became the law of the land in the United States of America.
All right, health insurance now will be changed in the land of America. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, is saying that the Republicans aren't going to back down. They're going to continue to use the slogan repeal and replace with regard to the health care law in these midterm elections. That's going to be the buzz phrase attached to anybody running on the GOP ticket. And I said the polls show, and there's all kinds of polls, this latest one I happened to look at was the CNN Opinion Research Corporation poll. They do a bunch of them. And their particular brand shows that the public is divided. Really? 47% of Americans think Congress should repeal the current reform law and replace it with new proposals. And this was just taken a couple of days ago. 50% are opposed to doing that. So there's lots of rallies going on. There's Tea Party protests. And will it make a difference when the House seats are all up in the midterm elections? And I think, you know, probably in some cases it's going to make a difference. It depends on where we're talking about, who's running and all that kind of stuff. Now, the fixes bill, I think I pretty much covered this territory, but just to be safe, I'm going to do it quickly. Give you the thumbnail version of it. What does that mean? It includes an additional 3.8% Medicare payroll tax on investment income for people who make more than 200 grand a year and couples that make more than 250. Also, here's one thing that was good, because this was just incredibly, infuriating. Senator Ben Nelson from Nebraska, remember that whole thing? Nebraska got their little special exemption from all Medicaid expenses. Well, now the federal government is going to assist every state picking up 100% of the cost of expanded Medicaid coverage between 2014 and 2016, 90% starting in 2020. So everybody got that, not just Nebraska. And I think we understand the whole donut hole thing. But the closing of the prescription drug donut hole by 2020. So, right now, Medicare stops covering drug costs after a plan and a beneficiary have spent more than $2,800 on prescription drugs, and they start paying again after the out-of-pocket expenses exceed $4,550. Senior citizens stuck in the donut hole this year get $250 rebates. That's pretty clear. I think that you understand what that means. And there's a reduction in the fine for people who fail to get insurance coverage. That's going to happen. And instead of being $750, it's going to be $695. There's also the fine on the companies who don't provide health coverage for workers per employee. That's going to range from $750 to $2,000. Boy, the IRS is going to have their hands full. That's why they're hiring over 16,000 people. Once all this kicks in, somebody's going to have to police that and figure out who's not doing this and who's doing this and where all these crazy fines come from. You're going to need like a walking chalkboard to keep track of everything, or Etch-a-Sketch, you know, just go down one, go down the next, go down the next. It's going to take that much longer, I think, to process some of the returns, especially in the beginning and getting used to it. So in going down the whole tax thing, something else to keep in mind for first-time homeowners is that $8,000 break on the new house thing. You know, there are some people that are actually selling their houses and actually getting paid what they think they should get for their house. I know it's shocking, and it's only in a few spots across the country. It's the location thing has a lot to do with it. But 30 days left before that tax credit dries up. First-time home buyers can qualify for up to 8,000. People who are trading up might get about 6,500, but either way, it has to be done by the end of April and close before July 1st so that you could take advantage of that refund. For some people, that works. But here's the thing. With the first-time home buyers, you'll see like a flurry of activity, and then the housing numbers change. But if once that passes, then all of a sudden the housing market goes in a different direction. That's the scary part of that. So the home buyer credit is good, but when it ends, for some people, it's like a death knell. I mean, it's like a death knell. And all of a sudden, all those people that want to go look at houses, they're not there anymore. The first time buyers who know that for them, if they can get that $8,000, how much more will that help them in getting that first house? I mean, how great is that to be able to take advantage of the credit. But what does it do to the housing market is the other question. You have these huge sales jumps and then the slump, and now you'll have the jumps again. However, if you can take advantage of it, if anything you can take advantage of at this point, since we're getting creamed everywhere else, and ultimately tax-wise and with the deficit that we're running right now, who knows what the taxes are going to run, I'd say, sure, snap it up if you can do it. Snap it up. The places that are seeing record gains, and I'm saying record gains, listen to the spots: Cheyenne, Wyoming, Napa, California, Eugene, Oregon, Charleston, South Carolina. So, because for them, with what the houses cost and then the $8,000, you can end up getting a pretty good deal. You know, they're saying in Miami, they're so desperate to sell in Miami. The median price is about $215,000, and a first time home buyer would pay $207,000 if you figure the credit. But the prices in Miami are going to fall about 22% or so this year. So you could make an amazing buy there, like maybe $48,000 to $50,000 off a house by the time you get the tax credit too. This isn't a stinking real estate show, though. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends. Hang with us.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Tax day coming up, and maybe you're having the cold sweats at night. You're trying to think, oh, what kind of deductions am I not taking out here, and figuring that those five trash bags you have of receipts, there has to be some sense that can be made of it, and a lot of it should be written off. So who better to have on the show than someone who can explain it to us and tell us that, yes, here are some of the secrets, here are some of the things that you can do to save money when you're doing your taxes. Tax professional Bonnie Lee from Taxpertise.com. Thanks for hanging out with us here on ATN.
Hey, great to be here, Kay. Thanks for having me.
So you've done this for a while now, and you pretty much know if we're broadcasting all over the country, and you tweak things here and there, I think, depending on, you know, state by state, because in some states, like the state that I happen to be in, we don't have state income tax, and then in other places like New Jersey, California, you do have state income tax, so it varies depending on where you are. But let me ask you this, with having said that, when a lot of people do the TurboTax thing now, is that a good thing? Because I know people that have had problems with TurboTax. I don't care. I'm not, just not trying to knock them. But they've had problems because it's not specific enough.
You know, that you do have to know tax law. You've got to know what you're doing. It's that old phrase from back in the day, garbage in, garbage out. You know, so it depends on what you're putting into TurboTax, you know, what result you're going to get. You've got to know what you're doing.
All right, so that's good advice. So basically forget about it unless you do taxes like you do or you really know the tax law. And so you wrote a book about this, about the complete book of dirty little secrets and tax deductions for small businesses the IRS doesn't want you to know. So what are some of the good deductions you can take if you have a small business?
Yeah, that's Taxpertise, the complete book of dirty little secrets. Yeah, if you have a small business, that's primarily who this book was written for, because now you are going to be writing off a lot more things than you would be able to if you're an individual. So the rule of thumb is, you can, depending on your business, you can write off all ordinary and necessary business expenses. So there's no list. The IRS doesn't have a short list. I mean, they do. They tell you can't write off anything that's an illegal activity. You know, there are certain things that you cannot write off. But it's pretty much open to, you know, your own subjective view of what you need to run your business. You
know? So it could be anything from paper to paying for the internet to lunches you have to have with clients that would seem obvious,
right,
to proposals.
Yeah, there's a lot of rules governing travel and entertainment and meals expense, because those kind of fall in the area of, oh, wait, you're having a good time now. So we don't want you to have too much fun, so we're not going to let you write off everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there are specific rules. I always urge people to get the IRS publications. You can go to irs.gov to look up the publications on travel, meal, and entertainment and really know the law about that. And I cover that in great detail in my book, Taxpertise, also. But, you know, for example, like if you have a beauty salon, your subscription to Vogue magazine is going to be considered an ordinary necessary business expense. But if you're a computer programmer working out of a little home office all by yourself, you know, with no clients coming in, you know, a subscription to Vogue magazine? I don't think so. The IRS is not going to allow that deduction. You know, so that's where it gets subjective.
What about if you have a small business? Well, here's the thing. Some people are self-employed. Is there a difference there? Like, you have your own business, but it's you. You don't have any employees. I mean, you're self-employed, so you have a business. It's the same, right?
Yeah, you know, yeah, sure. You know, you're working as a freelancer.
Yeah.
Yep, you're self-employed.
Wow.
You're getting paid on a 1099, and so you have to shoulder your own tax responsibility. That's basically what that's all about. And so by doing, you kind of open yourself up to being able to take certain deductions.
Yeah, with the 1099, that can be tricky for some people, though, too. Because with the 1099, would you advise, as somebody who's done taxes and you represent taxpayers in all 50 states, so you know this game, would you recommend that people try to have a quarterly taxes instead of waiting to the end, or no?
Oh, you better believe it. Yeah, you're required to pay estimated taxes if you're going to have a tax liability of $1,000 or more. So that's kind of a given. And the thing is, when you're self-employed like that, you're getting charged not only regular income tax, but you're being levied self-employment tax as well. And what that is, that comes up to 15.3% of all everything that you make. So if you make $1,000, that's every $150 is taken out for just self-employment tax, then you've got your regular income tax on top of it. So that and what that is the Social Security that normally would have been withheld if you're an employee. And not only withheld, but you're also paying the employer's share, because they match the Social Security that's being withheld from every employee's paycheck. So
right,
that can get super expensive real fast.
Yeah,
kidding. I've run into a lot of people who go, whoa, they got paid on a 1099. You know, they made 10 grand. They owe, you know, 3 grand in income taxes, essentially. And it's crazy.
That's why some people, and this is what we're talking about, with the small business thing, a lot of people will start a small business then, in other words, depending on what the a computer consultant, instead of just getting the 10, and they would also be responsible for that, but they would have a company. So that, I would think that would make a little bit of a difference, right? So if you have a company, it's you know, Jay's consulting business versus you're just paying Jay, but he pays the $500 or whatever it is to start a company, then he would get checks to his company, and I would think it would be might be more advantageous.
Not really, because, you know, if you're a sole proprietor and you're going to be reporting your income and deductions on Schedule C of your regular income tax return, you know, you're in the same boat. You're getting 1099s. You're looking for business expenses to write off against it. So
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What did you're obviously going to have to break all this down in talking about now, oh, we're going to have breaks for small businesses with what's happening with the healthcare reform officially gone through, but it's still light years away from where it's going to be. In the end, what do you think is going to happen with small businesses there? Because that's going to get tricky, too, if you're a small business and employees and whether you offer the health care or how you figure that all out. That's going to be something else the tax folks are going to have to worry about, right?
Yeah, they're working on reconciling the Senate version with the House version right now to see what's going to happen. But, you know, there's everything from being penalized for not providing health insurance all the way up to offering small business incentives such as tax credits because they do provide health insurance. But I have a small business, and I believe in offering health insurance to my employees. I think, you know, every responsible business person should do that. And for one thing, it's a beautiful way of paying an employee without having any taxes, you know, to worry about, because it's one of those non-taxable fringe benefits. So you can give it to them, and they don't have to pay tax on the value of the health insurance that they're receiving. So I think it's a, you know, and that means also you don't have to pay that matching Social Security that I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of a win-win situation.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Bonnie, in that case, because you care about the people who are working for you, but there'd be a lot of businesses that aren't going to feel the same way, and I'm wondering if, and I hope I'm wrong on this, but, you know, call me a little bit cynical about it. There'd be some that might say, well, the fine isn't going to cost me that much versus I have to pay all these people health care benefits, and geez, we can't find the plan because we have X amount of employees, it's just not enough, and I hope that doesn't happen in a lot of cases. I'd much rather see people be able to get it through their company.
Yeah, and I think they're going to make the rule, you know, just to enforce it against people who have a business with 50 employees or more. So the people with the real small businesses that you know, have a hard time making payroll and the payroll taxes, much less, oh, let me throw on some, you know, health insurance and hit you with that too. You know, I think they're going to give them something of a break, which would be nice.
All right, no kidding. So 50 or more, so that's good to know. Are you very busy right now? You must be crazy. Are you crazy?
Oh, not
at
all. No, you know? I'm going to the beach tomorrow. Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm busy. Yeah.
That means,
I'm busy.
Like,
this is the time. I love it, though.
I bet you people walk in, and we have like a minute left, but I bet you people walk in at the last minute and say, oh, my gosh, I have 5 hours. Can you do my taxes? Do you have that happen?
Yes, write down. I'll put this extension out there for you. We'll do your taxes manana.
Good for you. Bonnie, it was fun having you on. We appreciate it. Check out her book, Taxpertise, the complete book of dirty little secrets and tax deductions for small businesses the IRS doesn't want you to know. And I think one of the great things, thanks, Bonnie, one of the great things that she told you was, it's always easy, I do this anyway, if you don't know what's going on, you go to IRS.gov and read the forms, and especially if you have any kind of a business, that way you'll have a better sense of what you can for sure deduct. More odds and ends coming up in just a minute here on ATN.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206 for this limited radio promotion.
Make sure hands go.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Trouble. Kate, hanging with you, not in trouble right now here on ATN. But boy, you need a canoe like Lewis and Clark to go up and down the East Coast. And this is just the beginning of this horrible storm that's dumping bucket loads of water from New England past New Jersey and further. I mean, records are being shattered all over the place, but the key thing is people don't care about the records. They care that they're all of a sudden in the car and it turns into a boat. And honestly, that's what's happened. Rhode Island's terrible. Massachusetts, terrible. They've got National Guard troops that are out trying to help people who find themselves in those situations where they've had to shut down parts of I-95. And there, especially one area, it's a, this main highway on 95 that hooks up Boston and New York. They're talking, you know, pretty much we're going to have to close this down with this heavy rain. 10 inches of rain. A storm just 2 weeks ago dropped 10 inches plus. Now they're talking about the same thing. So it's a nightmare. Rain is fun. Watching rain fall, it's it's the best, right? When you're reading a book, you're watching a ball game, click open that window in the spring, get those cracks. I love thunderstorms. I don't know what it is. And the lightning, get those cracks of thunder off in the background. Not so great, though, when all of a sudden your house is flooded. Well, your basement's flooded first, then it's coming up against the house. And you can't get anywhere because the streets are a mess and you have to get to work somewhere. But people are scrambling, like the video stores that have the DVDs. You know, they've got the racks that, and there still are video stores, do you believe it? Blockbuster. They haven't gone under yet, although this flood might send some of them under. They've got DVDs all over the place, and they've had to move those. And anything that's on the floor, grocery stores in New Jersey, New York, all kinds of records, but it's not the records. It's the fact that people are scrambling like crabs to try to find dry pieces of land. So even evacuations with swollen rivers, the sandbagging thing. I know somebody listening to me can relate to the sandbagging thing. Have you ever had to do that? Have you ever had to help somebody, or you went to help somebody, or were nice enough to try to help a group of people, and you volunteered, and you had to fill up a bunch of sandbags? I did that, and I thought, oh, I'm gonna chip in. I'm telling you, after 2 hours, I was ready to be the one that made the food run. I have never killed my arm so badly in trying to shovel all that sand in those bags. But that's what's happened. People are trying to get the sandbags up and going, and they were the last couple of days. And, you know, you've got massive floods in Maine. A dam just broke loose. So you've got wild water running down these roads, covering up driveways and sidewalks and bus stops. And, you know, when you see, you turn on the evening news, because this is radio, and you see the pictures there, the video there, and you see signs, and that's all you see. You see, like, the stop sign barely, and you think, whoa, man, that is bad. And this is supposed to be a three-day storm, just like the other storm. And in some parts, like in Massachusetts and in Philly, they have this. There's the amphibious World War II boats. Has anyone ever been on those duck boats? So they're getting the duck boats. They're getting the people who run the duck boats to go around and ferry people from place to place because they're stranded. So they're actually trying to help people, good for them, get out of dicey situations. And in Connecticut, I know a lot of you listen to me in Connecticut, Norwich, it's a state of emergency there. The Antic River rising like nobody's business. And here we go again with the Mother Nature part of America tonight. It's that bad. And it also has delayed trains. There's just so much you don't think about. You have delays at LaGuardia and New York, the same thing that I went through because of the rain. So the New York airports are bad, 2-3 hour delays at least. Amtrak's, people take a lot of Amtrak up and down the East Coast, forget about that. And this is just the beginning of this, just the beginning. What do? You have to weather the storm, pardon the pun. I mean, that's what you have to do. So the president issued disaster declarations for most of New England so that they'd get the federal money they needed. And the households that are just being creamed by this, because you have also these late storms and now the spring storms rolling into this with the rain, it's going to have massive home repairs. A lot of people are going to have coverage. They're going to have things done. That's what they have to have. So, have you ever been in a flood before, Matt? Never been in a place where, you know, the river overflowed, or it was just somehow just torrential rains? I can't, in thinking about Minnesota, I think of snow. I don't think so much about floods, although all the lakes there, but I can't recall off the top of my head in recent times, any horrible floods there. Am I right?
We get pretty bad flooding over on the west side of the state, bordering the Dakotas, the Red River. That always overflows, and there was pretty bad floods. When was it, like 98-ish? Something like 98, 99, it was really bad. I remember that was when we had Governor Ventura, before he went kind of off the wayside of society. And I remember he was up there, and he was personally filling sandbags. There was a news reporter trying to interview him while he was doing it, and he got all irritated with the reporter and basically told the entire news crew to put down their microphones and start shoveling sand.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
All right, we've had enough of that. Exactly. Get out here and help us. Okay, so I was wrong. So you have experienced that, too, in different
parts. Nothing personally, though. I've never been affected by flooding. There's never been a river near me that's overflowed, and I'd have to, like, fill sandbags or do anything like that.
Yeah, trust me, the sandbag filling, it sounds like a great idea, but then you start doing it, and I'd rather be hammering something, anything. It's heavy. Then you're shovel. It's like, I guess it's like snow, when you're shoveling snow, and you at first you're doing it, it's okay, and then the stress on your back and your arms, oh, I mean, the worst. So we'll keep an eye on what's happening in the East Coast. And for all of you listening to us there, boy, I'm sorry you are so soggy at this point. And keep that umbrella by your side. Be careful when you are out there driving in those cars and you go underneath those underpasses and you think you're okay and you have no idea this wall of water suddenly comes toward you. That's what happens. It gets tricky because you don't realize. A lot of times people do that chicken thing where they don't think the water is so high. I mean, I've done it myself, and you almost hydroplane, and you go through, and all of a sudden, you realize just how high that water was. That's when it gets dangerous, because you have absolutely no clue. I said this was odds and ends, so quickly I'm going to tell you about one other thing. I mentioned this a lot on a previous show, and I got a ton of email about this, and keep the emails coming, by the way, at americatonight.net. The Vatican is defending the Pope in now a Kentucky lawsuit. In this other case, they're challenging the Vatican in reporting abuses among the clergy and saying that they're bearing it, basically. So the Vatican is launching a legal defense. They're actually doing it, that they hope is going to shield the Pope from this particular suit in Kentucky so that he won't have to answer attorneys' questions under oath. Can you imagine if the Pope had to answer questions under oath? I think that there should be some answering of some questions, but I don't think it's going to happen. What the Vatican lawyers are going to do, they're going to argue that the Pope has immunity as head of state and that American bishops who oversaw the abuse of priests weren't employees of the Vatican, and that a 1962 document is not the smoking gun that provides proof of a cover-up. So they're trying to fend off the first U.S. case, because there are others, trust me, and we'll see just how close Pope Benedict actually comes to be sworn in and give testimony. I think they may end up going with the bishop's thing, but it all depends on the documentation. Legal is legal, right? So is the Vatican able to stand on its own, and does the Pope really have that immunity? Things to ponder, no doubt.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.